The TJMS is road dogging. We are in a different city every day. Today,
Piccola,
Pensacola, Florida. Sybil.
The happiest of hump days from the Piccola, Mr. Joyner.
J. Anthony Brown.
Today I'm in Piccola Friday. I'm in Houston, Texas with the Legends of Soul. Thank you, Piccola.
And thank you, Mobile.
Oh my goodness. Yes, thank you, Mobile.
Yeah. Thank you.
Cut it right there.
Stop it right there.
Previously on the Time Joining Morning Show from Mobile.
Wow.
Yeah.
People? All I can say is people.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so when we left you yesterday in Mobile, we told you that we were going to a food drive.
Mm-hmm.
What a food drive.
Yeah. What a drive.
Ooh. What a food drive.
How many big barrels and tables?
They emptied barrels and brought them back.
Yeah, it was so much food
that people brought.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's going to feed a lot of people
right.
In Mobile. It fed J. Anthony Brown very well.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Man, so we had a police escort.
Which
that was
is very
awesome.
Cool.
Yeah,
that was awesome.
Very, very cool.
Because yesterday not only was a big day for us being there, but it was Veterans Day.
Yeah, it was Veterans
and
Day.
And so they had their own parade, and then we had a parade. And then so it was just amazing. And
We're on the bus. We got a police escort. And people are lined up on the Veterans Day parade. They think we're part of the parade.
We're late, but they thought we were part of the parade.
Yeah, because the parade had ended. And we're going to the food drive. And we went to this food drive at a car dealership, TNR car
mm-hmm.
dealership.
Classic cars.
And, wow, we got there. There were people lined up around the block. I don't know, maybe 1,000 people deep. And they all
and there
had
were more
bags.
People inside. I mean, it was packed.
I never
inside.
Got inside. Yeah, I heard it was inside.
Yeah, it was packed inside.
You went inside.
I went inside. Yeah.
It was standing room only.
I heard it was packed inside. Yeah, inside the dealership, and people were there to donate food and get a picture
and hugs and kisses
and hugs and kisses. Yes.
And get numbers.
Yeah, get numbers.
Yeah.
And feel up on you. And tell you where the white women were. It was nice. It was, very, very nice. We had a good time.
And people telling me I'm a jinx because they... why'd you...
Well, what had happened was...
Well, it is what it is. I'm just saying.
So I had such a good time in Mobile that I left my phone.
He lost his phone.
A brand new phone.
Brand new iPhone.
Spanking new.
You can't write this stuff. You really can't.
No, it writes itself.
It writes itself, right?
So when we get to the happy hour, which is packed in Pensacola, was that a nice place?
That was very nice.
Wow.
That hotel. Yeah, very nice.
Portofino's.
Portofino's Resort. Yeah. Place was packed. And here's someone saying, hey, Tom, Johnny. J. Anthony Brown says you're a jinx. You're such a jinx, you lost your phone.
But the bros were there, player. Was that surprising or what?
Your bros.
The bros were there. Thank you.
Sigmas.
It was about, what, 8 of them, player?
7.
I think it was 8.
They were proud to say 7.
I know. We have as much as we've been on the road, we have
never seen that many
7 Sigmas in one place. They came out. Thank you.
Yeah,
and
they gave
me a lovely parting gift, cufflinks, and a...
I thought it was a conclave.
Commemorative coin. Thank you so much.
Yeah. They gave you coins?
Coins right here. They gave it to me. Put it up on Black America Web. Thank you, guys.
You've got cufflinks.
And when we left yesterday, on Veterans Day, we said... Well, General Colin Powell said to
or
us.
Or Colonel, as you like to call him.
Okay, I'm going to let that go. Okay, so General Colin Powell said, let the veterans have his day by telling you the stories that you've already heard before.
Well, he shouldn't have said that, huh?
Man.
They were telling the stories just
because now. I said, you know, you got a good story. You got a long story about, you know, remember when I was, and by the time I got to Pensacola,
They were ready, man.
They were ready.
They were ready.
They had on their uniforms.
They did.
They had on their uniforms with the buttons.
If they could just wear the hat, they had that on.
they had that on, and it was telling. Oh, it was beautiful.
Good time.
It was such a good time. Such a good time.
And then the dancing.
Oh, the line dancing. So the program director here at the radio station has a line dance troupe.
Sunshine and her Sunshine Dancing Boot Camp.
Yes, yes. Very, very good.
Very good.
And the dancing instructor, very tall. That's all I'm saying. He's very tall.
Yes.
He's very tall, Sybil.
And I think that's where we should leave
it. I think we should leave
it right there.
He is just very tall. Imagine that. He's very tall.
And he was very good at the line dance.
And very limber.
Yeah, very tall.
Let's leave it right there.
Yeah.
But you keep coming back. So
just so people can get a picture in his mind about how tall
the choreographer was.
Right.
We had a good time yesterday, man. Thanks.
So what are we doing today? At noon, we're doing...
We're going to Five Sisters. We have a meet and greet, or a lunch, rather, at Five Sisters.
Five Sisters.
Yeah.
It's this restaurant that went out of business, and supposedly these Five Sisters bought it, and hence the name.
Five Sisters.
Right, yeah.
Okay.
Hence
the name. Yeah. Had it been Five White Guys, it would have been called Five White Guys.
And then they would have great burgers.
Yeah.
And then a two-hour ride to Tallahassee.
Yes. So you're all caught up, everybody.
Now you're caught up on the previous one.
Yes.
And now let's move on to today. So you, what were you saying about you watching the news here?
I'm watching the news last night, Sybil, and there's some, did you see it? Some murder that was going on here where the guy, I think it's the stepfather, the stepson killed the stepfather and cut his body up. The head's missing and one of his feet. I mean, that's not funny. That's not funny.
No.
The head is missing and they can't find the feet.
Yeah.
Man. Just like almost like a first 48 going on.
It is. It is. And somebody made a comment, well, because he had walked away before, they thought that this was symbolic.
Oh.
That he would not be able to walk away this time. I'm thinking when you kill somebody, that's going to stop them from walking away.
Yeah.
They're cutting off their appendages as well as the head to make sure of that is a bit much.
So they're looking for head in Pensacola now? Thank you very much. Thank you. I mean, it took so long.
Looking for head in Pensacola.
That could be a blues song.
Na-na-na-na-na.
I'm looking for... Okay, I'll work on that.
Work on that.
It's a long way around to get to Little Joke.
He said, looking for hair. I know, Sim. I'm 9 years old. Yeah.
No, you regress.
Yeah, I know. I was 11, but I
no,
regress.
No, you're about 7 now.
The Blue Angels are here.
Mm-hmm.
This is the home of the Blue Angels.
This is the home of the Blue Angels, Air Force Air Show, and they got the Blue Angels Homecoming Air Show this weekend.
Nice.
Now you've flown with.
Yes, I have.
Yeah. What is that like,
man?
Faster than you drive.
Yeah, man.
It is an experience. So the Blue Angels invited me to fly with them. Long time ago. And they said, all right, now, if you get sick from all this spinning and everything, just let us know and we'll land. And that's what happens, they said. Most people get in there and they get sick and we have to land. I said, no, I'm fine.
So you hung in there?
I flew the gas out of that plane, man. He said, Mr. Joyner, we're going to have to go back now because we're just simply out of gas and we can't do anymore. And it was the greatest. It was one of the greatest experiences I've ever had.
Now, to be confused with, there's another. Was it
the Thunder?
The Thunderbirds. Right.
So after I got through talking about the Blue Angels, the Thunderbirds got upset and invited me to fly with them.
So you hung out with the Blue Angels and
the Thunderbirds. Yeah, I went to Virginia. I think that's where the Thunderbirds fly out of.
And weren't they grounded after that?
Yeah. Something happened,
yeah,
right?
They had some issues. Was it finances or whatever?
Something
they,
like that.
They,
yeah.
As a part of government crackdown or something after Tom Joyner flew with them,
oh, wow.
They had to be grounded for a while.
No. Well, maybe. Maybe not. I don't know. A lot of things happening. So. I actually hung out with the Thundercats. So we were on the ground.